Take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter 17. The sermon tonight is personal. It's called, I Am Thankful. I Am Thankful. Luke chapter 17. If you would stand with me, Luke chapter 17, find verse number 11. Luke chapter 17, verse number 11. I'll read out loud. You can follow along silently. And the Bible says this, Luke 17:11, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. They lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said unto them, Go, show yourselves unto the priests. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I call the sermon tonight, I Am Thankful. And let's pray. Father, bless us now. Lord, tonight the sermon is simple. Actually, it's the bearing of my heart. And I pray, Father, that tonight that the people will see you, and they'll love and appreciate you more. And God, may they see their pastor's heart, please. Bless us with thy presence, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know if this isn't what you would call a revival type sermon in any way, shape, or form. I am going to tell you a little bit about this story, and then I just want to say a few things to you personally, and then we'll be on our way. We've had a wonderful, wonderful day. What a great day we've had here already. In the story that we just read, we're told of 10 lepers, and these 10 lepers get healed. It kind of fits in very, very well. 2 weeks ago in Sunday school, we talked about the story of the lepers in 2 Kings. This morning in Sunday school, we talked about the cleansing of the leper. And if you were here tonight's sermon, as we were even reading it, you said, boy, I'm kind of familiar with what is mentioned there. And this is it. Jesus had entered a certain village. He met 10 men who had leprosy. These men were very needy, very sick. The Bible says that these men lifted their voice and they asked his mercy and asked for his help. He gave them some instructions and they obeyed it. He said, go show yourself to the priest. And the Bible says as they were approaching the priest, the Bible teaches us that they got their healing, their cleansing that they wanted as they were approaching or trying to get to that priest. In verse number 15 it said, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. There were 10 of them. They all got a healing. But one of them realized what had happened. And the Bible says he turned back and with a loud voice he glorified God. In other words, with a loud voice he said, I'm thankful for what just happened. In verse number 16, the Bible says, he then fell down on his face at his feet, Jesus' feet is to whom he's referring, giving him thanks. So this guy with a loud voice turns around and says, I'm thankful for what just happened. He falls on his face and he thanks Jesus again for what had taken place. In verse 17 it says, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 that were cleansed? Where are the 9? Jesus said, well, where are the other 9? Why are you the only one that is thankful? What a sad story. To me, it's pretty sad for the other 9. I think it's sad for the Lord. You do know that Jesus healed all 10 of them, but only one said thank you. I'm sad because I think God deserves credit and he deserves glory and he deserved to be praised by all 10. I'm sad for the other 9 because they should have stopped and realized that God had done something for them and they should have been grateful. I think we live in a society of ingrates. I think today I don't think we're grateful for what God has done for us. I may not agree with everything that our current president does, but I'm going to tell you something. I think we ought to be grateful for what he does that makes our country better. I think that. I think this. I think children, I think you ought to learn to be thankful for what your mom and dad do. You ought to just sometime take a look. And I know you don't understand it all, you young people. You don't understand it. But you're going to be the mom someday, and you're going to be the dad. And it's not as easy as it looks. You know, that food that's in the refrigerator doesn't magically appear. The clothes that you have on your back, you know, mom and dad didn't wake up and the clothing fairy delivered those to your house. Boy, there's a lot that goes into it. And I think young people ought to be thankful for their parents. I think people that live in a nation like ours, and again, we may not agree with everything the leadership does, but I'm thankful I'm an American. I'm thankful that our country is what it is. Husbands and wives, I think they ought to be thankful. I think they ought to be thankful. I think sometimes husbands and wives, they attend to one another and they do things for one another, and it's almost as if we begin to look at it as, well, that's her duty or that's his duty. And there, I think there are responsibilities that men and women have, but I don't see anywhere in the Bible that just because something is our duty, that some appreciation should not be expressed when that duty is fulfilled. I think we ought to be thankful to our husbands and wives. I think employees ought to be thankful to their employers, and vice versa. I just think that we live in a society today where people are not grateful. They're not thankful. I didn't want to personally be like the nine who did not say thank you. Tonight, if you will, I would just like to say something to you as a church. I want to express my thanks for the Twin Rivers Baptist Church. I would be amiss if I did not start here. To those of you who have been the long-term faithful people, thank you. Thank you. There's so many people here that there are people that are saved in this room tonight because of your faithfulness. People whose lives have been changed. Marriages that have been salvaged because of your faithfulness. So may I say to those of you that have been faithful through the years, thank you. Thank you very much. But not only that, may I say this. I want to thank this church for allowing me the privilege to be your pastor. I was called to preach when I was a 16-year-old boy. I'm a little weird. It's kind of basically from that point on, it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do. I wanted to be a preacher of the gospel. I'm honored to be a pastor. I don't have any secondary plans. I don't have something on the sideline that I plan to turn to if it doesn't work out. I'm going to pastor. And it's my privilege. And I want to thank you for allowing me the privilege of being the pastor of this great church. Not only that, I want to thank you for helping me to pay my bills. I get a paycheck. And I know that. And I'm grateful for that. We have food on our table. I can pay for my insurance. I can pay the payments that are my obligation to pay, and that because my church helps to attend to my needs. Not only that, I'm thankful for your prayers. There are people in this room that tell me that you pray for me, and I appreciate that. I don't take that lightly. As a pastor, I pray for you. You're on my prayer list. Your name is on my prayer list. You know, there is not a day that passes that I don't mention every one of your names to God in prayer. So it means a lot to me. That ministry means a lot to me. But boy, when you pray for me, I just got to tell you, it enriches my life. It enriches my soul. So I want to thank you for praying for me as your pastor. Then I want to thank you for the encouraging notes and the letters and the cards and so many things. My, you're so expressive of us, you children. Every time I turn around, underneath my office door comes a little crayon note that thanks. I love you, Pastor, spelled P-A-S-T-E-R. That's from the deacons. But boy, there are those of you, I'll come in here and there are gifts on my pulpit and there are snacks on my door and people come by our house. Thank you. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for every bit of encouragement. I appreciate it. Not only that, I want to thank you for being faithful to church. We have a faithful group of people. The preacher could tell you it's a big deal. It's a big deal when people are faithful. And so I thank you for being faithful. Not only that, I want to thank you for being kind to my family. That means a lot. I have children here and my wife and I. And I am just grateful. There are churches out there where they pick on the pastor and his family. And I'm grateful that does not happen here. And for that, I am thankful. So thank you for being kind. Any of you that are parents here, you know that when people are good to your kids, it just means the world to you. And thank you. I appreciate you being I just appreciate it. Thank you for being good to our family. I thank you. Be good to Charlotta. I don't care about Ellswick, but be good to Charlotta. No, I am grateful with the respect and the kindness for our family. I want to tell you, I am so grateful. Our spring program, we just came through a great spring program. We have now for about 11 or 12 weeks in a row, we're averaging right about 200 people on a Sunday morning. And God has been good to us. Do you realize in the last 4 weeks we have had 101 visitors in our church? 101 visitors. Now, I don't know what delights you, but I can tell you what delights me. Seeing people come on the church property and watching them come. I want to thank you for that. And some of you, you work very hard at it. You invite people. Hey, and let me tell you this. You say, but Pastor, the people I invited, they didn't come. I'm not sure it's just the result. It's the effort. Maybe this will help you. I think I invited about 17 people where I really worked it for this morning. I couldn't tell you how many of them did not come today. You know how those rascals are. They'll tell you they're coming and not. But listen, we're getting it done. And thank you. I thank you for your efforts in getting people to come to our church. I want to thank you for accepting and loving the new members that come into our church. Sometimes churches get cliquey to the point where new members come and they're kind of not accepted. I don't think that's the case here. And so thank you. Thank you for wanting new people to come to your church. And thank you for being friendly to the visitors, that ministry, the hospitality ministry. Thank you for reaching out. I looked today and I watched ladies walking around and handing some homemade snacks to the visitors. And thank you. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. You don't get the job done for God unless it's a team effort and you keep that unity in the church. And so I just want to thank you for loving the new members and the new people. Something that is just delightful to me, I have been the pastor for over 3 years now, and we've just not had any of our original members get mad and storm out the back door and say, that's it, I'm leaving. And I thank God for that. When I came here, I think, preacher, if I remember correctly, that the church gave me 100% approval as pastor, and all 100% have just hung in there. Not everybody's health allows them to be here all the time, but I think they still love our church, and that's a miraculous thing. I want to thank you. I thank you for allowing me to. We start some new things here and there, and that's to serve people and serve Jesus. You have supported me. We've started 15 new Sunday school classes. And I thank you for that. There are people that are teaching the Bible now that were not teaching the Bible before. And there's a few more that are going to be teaching the Bible soon because we're going to start some more. But thank you for that. Thank you for making it possible for us to start all those new Sunday school classes. And Sunday school is big to me because it's where people learn the Bible. And we need to get everybody we can taught the Bible, and it's an honor. Not only that, I want to thank you for all the Krispy Kreme pies that you have given me. There's 25 pounds more of me than what there would have been years ago. I'm just spoiled, and for that, thank you. Thank you very much. I want to thank the men that serve with me as deacons. You talk about good men. They are just good men. They have servants' hearts. And there's no task too big, too hard, and they're just good men. And again, there are churches where, you know, they tell jokes about deacons and they change the word deacon to demons. It's not like that here. Our men are good, wholesome, clean, pure men with, that they're men's men, but boy, they have servants' hearts. And for that, I am grateful. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for helping me to see to it that the bills of our church are paid on time. Mrs. Clark could tell you, we pay all of our bills, we pay them all on time, and God's been good to us. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I don't think that finances in a church tell you the whole story, but I can tell you this. It sure does help when there's enough money to pay all those bills. Just think about it at your house. Hey, Saturday goes a whole lot better if you were able to pay all the bills that you needed to on Friday. And the very first thing I do at the beginning of every week is I check to see if we brought in enough money to pay the bills. Now, sometimes you ought to try what we do. We make payments on all sorts of things, but we can't charge anybody any money. And the bank would almost think you're nuts. You want me to loan you $500,000 to buy something? Where are you going to get the money? We're going to pass a hat around. Well, you're going to have to make a monthly payment, sir. I know, we'll pass the hat 3 times a week. But it's amazing. It's amazing what God is and has done. And I want you all to know, you've sacrificed. And you give. And I'm grateful for that. I get the privilege of standing up here and saying, we're paying our bills. Now, that's an honor. It's an honor. And I appreciate that. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for being patient with me. I know I make mistakes. And I know I let people in this room down. But I'll promise you, I don't want to. I know there are times where I overlook things. And I know there are times when I might not handle something exactly right. I apologize. I don't want to let you down. I don't want to disappoint you. Now, my ultimate goal is to do what Jesus wants me to do. But I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to let you down. If that's happened, thank you for being patient with me. I will remind you, I'm human. I'm just like you. I get up in the morning, and actually I'm resurrected from the dead every morning. But I have to tell you, thank you for being patient with me. I know there have probably been times when some of you were a little upset with me and I didn't handle something right, but thank you for being patient. You give me a chance. I'll learn. I'll get it right. I want to do it right. I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to handle myself properly, but I'm grateful. Thank you, Preacher and Mrs. Croom. Thank you for your support. There are places when a pastor goes there and the previous pastor stays, it's nothing but a headache for the current pastor. The brother and Mrs. Croom and me and Mrs. Owens, we have not had one moment of tension. Not one. We love each other. We're friends. We enjoy what we're doing. He laid a foundation. I have the privilege of building there on. First of all, I don't consider this my church. I consider it God's. But he and I, we get to share and what God is doing around here. And I love him, and he loves me, and what a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. He's encouraging to me every week. He brings me a little treat, and he says, Preacher, got you a little gift, and I appreciate it, and I thank you for it. I want to thank you, folks. Thank you for all the visitors you've brought over the last 3 years. It's amazing. They just keep coming. And keep coming. Thank you for putting up with the fact that the parking lot's overflowing. Thank you for putting up with the fact that we had to sit on the old steel chairs for such a long time. Thank you for putting up with the fact that I can't figure out how to get a big enough auditorium that will last us any time at all. You say, what are we going to do now? Oh, don't ask me that. I'm trying to figure it out. But thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your love and your loyalty to my wife and I. I want to thank you for supporting our bus ministry. You know, not all churches are willing to do that. Not all churches are willing. But I'm glad that we care about the poor. And let's keep that bus ministry going. I think it's worthy. I want to thank you for supporting the start of some of the new programs. We we named our youth department, Youth Ablaze, and they're doing a great job. Thank God, Brother Elswick, for what you do and the energy that you put into it. But what a great, great program. We started ourselves a little youth conference, and it's growing. We already have registrations for this year, and what the youth conference is almost 4 months away, 3 months away. We had one church that's already sent in 30 registrations. I think they heard we sell out on seats, and they're trying to get some of the seats that are in the building. So, thank you for it. To those of you that moved yourself around and packed things up and wanted to be a part of this ministry, thank you. Oh, what a sacrifice. What a big deal. And I appreciate that. To the teenagers, our teenagers, whether you grew up in this church or you're one of the newer teenagers, I appreciate you. You know, the teenagers, I get along with the teenagers quite well. And I think a lot of that has to do with their leaders. But I got to tell you, the teenagers, they're encouraging to me. And I love them and I appreciate them. And teenagers, I thank you for being kind and being good to me. Hey, I've been at places where the teenagers, I don't know any way to put it, they're just snotty and arrogant toward the leadership. Our kids are not like that. Our kids are not perfect. But you remember, you were a teenager once. A bunch of these kids, look, they are far removed from what some of the adults were in this room when you were their age. But I thank God for our youth department and how they've accepted me and they let me be their pastor. I want to thank you for the way you pay attention during the preaching. I've been preaching a long time. I enjoy what I do, but I got to tell you, you help me to enjoy it even more. I think I can preach without you praising it, but you do praise it. I know, I can lay a royal egg in the pulpit, and somebody will say, "Preacher, that's how I like my eggs." But thank you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate those of you that are winning souls. Thank you for that. Thank you for the many that are saved out. See, we see all sorts of people that get saved and walk the aisles here in our church, but the number of people saved out at our soul winning efforts are far, far multiplied beyond what you see happening here. And for that, I say thank you. Thank you to those of you that we don't have to apologize around here for the old-time religion. We're an old-time religion church, and we're not ashamed of that. Thank you. That is so important. Thank you for letting us. And listen, a pastor comes in and he changes things. I know that. I know I don't do everything like Preacher Croom did, and he wouldn't do everything like I do. And change is hard. I know it. But thank you. I know there's got to be times when you said it. That's not how we used to do it. And I kind of miss the old way. I know. I'm sorry. But thank you. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for allowing that. And hey, it doesn't mean that one way is right and one way is wrong. It's just two different ways. But I'm grateful. Thank you for hanging in there for that very thing. I want to thank you for backing the old time gospel music that we use in our church. I've not had anybody in all the time that I've been here say, "Well, we want Christian rock and roll, we want contemporary." I've not had that. It wouldn't matter if you did request. But thank you. Thank you. The kind of music that we've heard here all day today, that's the kind of music we believe in. That's the kind of music that's going to be in heaven. But I thank you for that. Thank you for your tithes and your offerings. And thank you. You know, preacher, I've been pastor. And in September, it'll be for 4 years. Now, knock on wood. But the truth of the matter is, in 4 years, we've not had any major events or wars or battles. Now, we have a devil that fights us, but God's sure been good to us. And folks, and let me tell you something, we won't get out of this without a scuffle. The devil's going to start a fight somewhere along the way. If I were you, just make sure it's not caused because of you. But it's going to happen. But wow, God has been good to us. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you for supporting when we started King's Kids. And I thank you for that. And when we started the Flyers Club, and I want to thank you for that. I think of the ministries and wow, the Meals of Mercy ministry and the dividing of the nursery and then primary church and children's church and the fellowship ministry and the maintenance ministry and the grounds ministry. And wow, God's just been good. Thank you. Thank you for letting it happen. I want to thank you. You know, this doesn't seem like a lot. Thank you for your friendship toward our ministry. Maybe a different word is loyalty. We live in a day and age where everybody's in it for themselves, but loyalty is a big deal. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for loving me and my wife. I cannot require someone to love us, but thank you for loving us. It means something to us. Thank you for being good followers. Thank you for being good to our visitors and to each other. Thank you for wanting your church to prosper. Thank you for standing with me in regard to the King James Bible, a heritage that we have here. Thank you for it. All I wanted to say tonight was this. There were 10 that were blessed, 10 lepers. Only one took the time to say thank you. I don't want to be like the other 9. We all have an awful lot to be thankful for. So I just wanted tonight to say, I thank you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. It is 1 minute after 8:10, 8:11 it is, and I promised you I'd be done. If you would like a moment at this altar, we're going to have an altar call. If you're not saved, you come. We'll show you how to be born again. Maybe somebody ought to leave your seat. Maybe somebody that's newer in the church ought to come and get on your knees and just thank God for a moment for your church. But if you need the altar, we're going to open the altar so you could have a moment on your knees if you'd like. The pianist is going to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need to come for a moment, maybe you need to come and pray. Maybe you need to come and thank God for something. Some of you that maybe are a little less involved, maybe it'd be a good idea for you to say, you know what, this kind of church I want to be a part of. Maybe you ought to get a little more involved. Maybe you see the negatives more than what you ought. Maybe you ought to start seeing some of the positives a little bit more. Some of you ought to set a goal, and that goal ought to be that you will be a long-term committed Christian, just like these that have set such a wonderful example for us. The wonder of it all. Earlier we heard the ensemble sing, stand. Boy, let's keep standing for the cause of Jesus Christ. It won't be long, we'll be on our way. Ten lepers were healed. All 10 were not well. 9 were so excited about it that they just took off. 1 knew to be grateful. Piano will continue to play. This is the last time through the song.